News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
I'm Tom King with this WSAU web update. The UN Security Council is urging all parties in Egypt to stop the violence that's killed more than 600 people. The council wants restraint shown after police and troops put down protests calling for former President Mohamed Morsi to be restored to power. The Muslim Brotherhood is calling on Egyptians to rally today in a nationwide millions march of anger. A new report is warning that none of the nuclear facilities in the U.S. are protected against a high-force terrorist attack. It adds that some are still open to the theft of bomb-grade nuclear fuel or sabotage that could cause a nuclear meltdown. The intent of the report is to reveal security gaps that still exist more than a decade after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Closer to home, a Wausau area man that's been wanted by police for a month narrowly escaped getting caught yesterday. WSAU's Raymond Newpert has more.
24-year-old Peter Yang has several warrants out for his arrest. Wausau Police Detective Captain Greg Hagenbusher said he ignored his probation guidelines last month. Officers stopped the car Yang was driving Thursday afternoon, but he fled from the vehicle and has not yet been found. Officers then found a stolen firearm inside the vehicle. Yang is 5'3", has brown eyes and black hair. He was last seen wearing a polo shirt and shorts. If you know his whereabouts, you are encouraged to contact police and do not attempt to approach him. He may still have a weapon. We've got his picture online at our website. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
A Thursday night police chase in Wausau and Weston led to the arrest of the driver and the vehicle damaged from entering the ditch. Wausau Police Lieutenant Dwayne Dockle says the chase started after an officer observed what he thought was a drug deal.
We had been given information that drug deals were taking place in the area, and an officer observed what he suspected to be a drug deal, and he went to stop the vehicle. The vehicle failed to stop. Pursuit ensued, and we ended up catching him down in Weston.
The name of the suspect hasn't been released, but Dockle says he's a male in his 20s. Other people were in the vehicle when it entered the ditch.
There were three people in the vehicle. One person is being charged. The driver is being charged.
The chase ended in Weston on Kirsten Road, which is also County Highway SS. Two teens have been arrested and charged in the failed attempted robbery of a Marshfield store. Police Chief Gary Jepson says their department arrested a 13-year-old Marshfield boy and 17-year-old Cordell Ellingson from Arpin on Wednesday. The chief says the older youth will be charged as an adult.
The 17-year-old, because of his age, was taken into custody as an adult, was shipped down to Wood County Jail. But he has since that time period been released on bond. The 13-year-old has been referred to Human Services for charges.
Both suspects have been interviewed by police and have confessed their involvement in the crime. Ellingson is charged with felony contributing to the delinquency of a minor for encouraging the 13-year-old to commit the armed robbery. The town of Elko's clerk treasurer has been charged with 43 counts of misconduct in public office and forgery in Lang Lake County. Online court records indicate 43-year-old Melissa Bleckel of Elko is facing one theft charge in excess of $10,000, two counts of forgery, and 40 counts of misconduct in public office. Mining opponents were out in force Thursday during a public hearing on the proposed Northern Wisconsin iron ore mine. The hearing in Hurley came as the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is considering a bulk sampling permit application from Gogebic Taconite. They want to remove 4,000 tons of rock from the proposed site of the mine in Iron and Ashland counties. The company is trying to evaluate the feasibility of building a 4.5-mile-long open-pit mine in the Pinoki Hills. The DNR is expected to act on Gogebic's request for a bulk sampling permit later this fall. The state dropped its charges against a Rhinelander businessman, but the feds are proceeding with their case. Body shop and towing operator John Henricks is accused of defrauding close to $100,000 from insurance companies and with stealing his employee's identity to commit the crimes. The president of Custom Collision has agreed to a plea deal in federal court, which includes pleading guilty to mail fraud. That could get him 20 years in prison and $250,000 in fines. And the state's longest-running blues festival returns this weekend in Wausau. It's the 22nd annual Big Bull Falls Blues Fest at Fern Island Park tonight and tomorrow. Wausau Events Director Kari Rasmussen said they've got a great schedule this year. The headliner tonight, the Lamont Cranston Band. The headliner tomorrow night, the Robert Randolph Band. Tickets available at the gate. And we've got more info for you online here at WSAU.com. That's news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.